So, Dave, I've actually got a question for you. Do you know that you live and work in Houston East?
I thought we were right across from Independence Mall in Philadelphia.
Well, there's this buzz going around in Philadelphia about turning this city into Houston East, into an energy hub, a place where oil and natural gas come in and get shipped out and given a higher value. For this, we talked to a guy named Mark Allen Hughes. He's a professor at UPenn School of Design. And he actually says it's time that our city actually took back its rightful place as an energy hub.
Philadelphia, while it was founded for a variety of reasons having to do with access to the sea and to water power and so on, very quickly stumbled into a relationship with the world's richest coal fields. And that led to a series of investments in canals and then railroads that allowed that coal to come to Philadelphia, both for export to the world as well as for the powering of the manufacturing base that became the famously the workshop to the world.
So 150 years ago, Philadelphia was really the place where we took the coal, we shipped it out, and now Pennsylvania is actually becoming the fastest growing state for natural gas production, second to Texas. And so a lot of this gas is getting produced. The price is super, super cheap. And so there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are coming to Philadelphia now to try to give this gas some value. And they've got some really big plans, Dave.
We have 100-car oil trains coming into Philadelphia. So a number of things are already happening. They will eventually require some big moves related to, in particular, infrastructure investments. But I think those decisions will be such that we'll be talking about the most important issues in 2014.
Among those issues, safety. We've heard about some high-profile accidents when that flammable material comes by transit.
Yes, exactly. Earlier this year, we talked a lot about this huge influx of oil trains that are coming to Philadelphia, bringing oil from the Bakken Shale, which is in North Dakota, and some of the safety risks that can be associated with all of that influx of rail transport. But another big thing that we've already seen is this revival of the refineries in the Philadelphia area because of the shale gas boom. We have these oil trains bringing Bakken crude to refineries in South Philadelphia. We also have some major pipeline projects that will be bringing natural gas liquids being developed in western Pennsylvania straight here to a refinery in Delaware County. So these are really major projects, and a lot of them are actually going to start coming online in the second half of the new year. So we're really going to start hearing a lot about this concept of Philadelphia being the place where all this abundance, this glut of cheap natural gas, gets more value.
Well, pun intended, can this natural gas influx really be the engine that fuels an economic resurgence in Philadelphia akin to Houston?
Yes, that is Professor Hughes's argument and the argument of others who are sort of behind turning Philadelphia into an energy hub. But Professor Hughes notes that we do need to have a very important conversation about the environmental impacts of natural gas. It certainly does burn cleaner than coal. Scientific research has shown that. But there are other studies that do show that natural gas may not be quite the bridge fuel that we all purport it to be, that burning natural gas may also have a climate impact that is akin to carbon dioxide.
Expand, if you will, on this concept of a bridge fuel.
There's this notion that natural gas can kind of be a bridge fuel while we are doing more research into renewable energy, that we can get off coal by using natural gas. But there are some studies that have shown that natural gas may also have a significant impact on climate change. It goes up into the atmosphere when we pull it out of the ground. There has been research showing that sort of along the way from pulling it out of the ground to the processing stage, that there is methane emitted into the atmosphere, and it stays in the atmosphere for a shorter amount of time than carbon dioxide, but it may actually have a more significant global warming effect. So a lot of those scientific studies are sort of being done as we are fueling this natural gas boom, pun intended, and a lot of it remains to be seen.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Dave.